Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When they talk about a startup has a scalable and repeatable model that you can scale in a short period of time. It's not necessarily your mom and pop business, but that doesn't mean that a mom and pop business can't apply startup principles in order to scale and then also build legacy and, more importantly, build wealth in their community. So if you think of your neighborhood dry cleaner, maybe you don't necessarily need to own physically that dry cleaner anymore. Maybe you can create a platform that picks up the laundry and all that stuff from all these different places and takes it to this one dry cleaner, and that service you provide now affects the entire community. You know, right. It's the same thing with Uber, right? Uber, you don't have to have, you know, you use your own car, you're using their app, and now you're able to reach a population of people that need your service without any of the overhead. So you're only focused on the profit.
And in the industry, this is what they call exponential growth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you come to Black Tech Week, you're going to have speakers like Andrew Goldner from Growth X Partners, who talks about scaling businesses. You have Jeff Hoffman,
awesome,
the founder of Priceline, who talks about scalability. He has a book out called Scale. We have Clarence Wooten from Venture.io, who has a platform that helps you, and he's also a serial entrepreneur who's had successful exits. And when we say successful exits, we're talking about they sell their business for a huge amount of profits.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of your goals. Either you're going to hold on to the business for legacy purposes,
mm-hmm,
or you're going to have a successful exit. So we have him coming. We have Byram Sock, who is a Miami native.
Mm-hmm.
And she is an amazing woman who taught herself how to code and create serial technology enterprises.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Because I just think that part about, you know, what a scalable business is, because that whole model of having to be, well, my grandmother had this business and we have it and we've had it for 20 years. And, you know, you don't tangibly have to own that business anymore. Like you said, can you imagine how well a business that would deliver Hood Eats to you in the suburbs
Jill,
would do.
Listen, man, I have been saying Grubhub. That like for forever,
that's
which
Grubhub.
Is now Grubhub, right?
Right.
Grubhub, Uber,
but
now has Uber Eats. And so you
thank
think
you.
About like all on Saturdays, all these neighborhood like barbecue stands and like all this stuff that are in our community,
right,
that you want, but you physically have to drive there.
Right.
So who's creating the platform that now delivers all the hood
that
stands
to you.
Directly to you, and people will pay for convenience.
What?
Because that provides convenience.
Yes.
And people are trying to save time because that is the only commodity that you can never get back.
Yeah.
So I think it's amazing that with all of the sort of rebranding of things that were very organic in the Black community,
mm-hmm,
such as when we say hood stands, but that's really just the pop-up restaurant, right?
Right.
So
we've
had pop-up restaurants for the past century, but now the term has, you know, been so pervasive and now it seems so trendy. And I think that...
And if you go to Wynwood right now, there's that little food village. And I'm
right.
looking at it, I'm just like...
Right.
So
yeah.
it's like...
The
like,
whole
like
food
everybody
truck
says.
Thing.
It's
right.
Nothing new under the sun.
Nothing.
It's like everything
nothing.
That
yeah.
we create, everybody else adopts and then rebrands it.
Right. Right, because I think about the, I can't even think of his name now, but the conk man that used to be outside the club, you know, and then a lot of them that still have stands outside the club, but that's it, you know, but they could be, maybe he doesn't have, you know, a fleet of 12 trucks, but just like you said, if he teams up with somebody, they create an app, well, we'll bring it to you.
Yeah.
Right. You know, that's an overnight, okay, maybe I should just write that down.
No, so we definitely.
we make that happen.
We definitely want your listeners to really understand the type of individuals and the amount of help that is available for them at
yeah.
Black Tech Week. So we, you know, if you have one of those stands and you're selling ribs or you're selling conch fritters or you're selling whatever you're selling, how can you now be a participant and not an observer of what's happening in this tech world.
Exactly.
And so we want our people, we want our communities to engage. We want them to participate. And if they go to blacktechweek.com, they can see the wonderful workshops that are available for them. And then I'm sure you have an announcement.
Yes, that they have graciously, if you go to Black Tech Week and you register to go and put in the code HOT TALK, you will get 50% off of the registration. Okay, I can't do more than that, people. We just cannot do it. I just want you so bad to take advantage of it. I don't care if you don't even have a digital phone yet. I just want you to go and just absorb, you know, what is going on. Because I know you have had an idea and you thought, you know, that'd probably be a good idea. And one of the other things about this whole scalable idea is that it cuts down on the employees that you have to hire, because tech is doing all of that work for you. Yeah, it's, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying that, like, if you go to a normal technology company's conference, it's like $1,000+.
Right.
So our conference is around $150. And we did that so that everybody can afford to come and attend.
Yeah.
And now, thanks
you
to
would
Jill,
spend that
she has 50%. You, have,
right.
you all have 50% off.
Yes, and you would spend that at Red Lobster. So
with the Bay Biscuit.
Thank you. Now, you know what? And we were talking about that last night. I guarantee you that Jay and Bay bought stock in Red Lobster before that song dropped. I bet you.
I wouldn't put it past.
Oh, they are, you know, I mean, they are a study in and of themselves.
Mm-hmm,
just the way that they have, you know, really monetized. Beyonce cut out. Do you know how much people, all of those, you know, all my boys who used to do street teams and all of that, do you know how much money they got back for themselves, Beyonce run, and you know, the whole, by using technology, Instagram, to drop her album. That's a whole A&R department that she just poof got rid of in one full swept.
And like, people don't even know about, like, MC Hammer. MC Hammer is one of the largest early investors in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
He's right across the street and right across the bridge in Oakland.
Yeah.
People don't even know about that.
Yeah.
That's another point that we'll also have Ted Lucas, who is the founder and CEO of Slip and Slide Records. He'll be running, actually on a panel on Thursday, the 18th. Yeah, the 18th. And, you know, talking about how music and technology have sort of married themselves and how Miami entrepreneurs and Miami artists could participate as well. So Black Tech Week is very versatile this year. We're excited to have a dynamic lineup
and
of speakers.
And this wouldn't be possible without the Knight Foundation.
Oh, definitely.
You have to give them a shot.
Matt Hagman.
Yeah, Matt Hagman.
If you're listening.
Yeah. So, awesome. And so you've also, I also wanted to mention, and that's kind of, you know, one of the ways that I've gotten involved. I'm like entrenching myself. But Florida Memorial, you graciously offered to allow the students at Florida Memorial University to come for free.
Mm-hmm.
As long as, and the college arranged, you know, transportation for them to come and be a part of it. And, you know, it's just really, it's really a great thing. I really appreciate the fact that, you know, you all are looking out. Because it is, if not us, who?
Right.
You know, and I just think that, like Michael Jackson said, they don't care about us. And as soon as you get it through your head that we have to rely on each other and do this work ourselves, the more confident I think that everybody will become,
absolutely,
you know, in doing the work. So I want to thank you guys so much for coming out. Website is blacktechweek.com. And the conference is actually the 15th. Through the 20th, but the days that it's the Thursday and Friday, there's the 17th.
The 17th through the 19th are the actual conference.
Days,
but the whole week is full of community events that are taking place all around Miami, and then we end with our our second annual Women's Innovation Brunch.
And one of our partners, Power Moves, you have to mention.
Yeah, Power Moves is giving away about $100,000 in pitch prizes on Monday and Tuesday, so there's a ton of stuff going on throughout that entire week.
So
on that note with the colleges, Ms. Tracy, I think that you've done an amazing job with linking us with Florida Memorial and having that conversation. And the founders, as well as myself, have, you know, benefited from some huge benefactors, the Rubin family, a good friend of mine who recently passed, Richard Rubin, actually took it upon himself. He was a groundbreaking innovator. With Republic Metals, him and his lovely wife Rose Rubin, They took two of our kids and actually paid their entire tuition to go to the University of Miami. So
wow.
You know, we definitely look at their inspiration and what they've done for our kids and how we've been able to sort of stand on the shoulders of giants.
Of them, yeah. And how, you know, when you hear that, it's like, you know, those of you who are making your way up the ladder, you know, don't you want to be one of those people? Don't you want to hear somebody say, oh, well, you know, so-and-so, Mr. and Mrs. Hanfield paid for the tuition for, you know, two of our students to go to. It's so funny because my mom was really, really ill, and I was in the hospital with her, like, every night for, like, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I would walk Mount Sinai, and I would walk the halls mm-hmm. in Mount Sinai and just look at the names, and I started, you know, Googling the families to see who all these people were who donated all this money to this magnificent hospital, you know. And they were all, for the most part, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're Jewish. It's a Jewish community. And I thought, where's ours? Where, you know, and that's what I want.
Right.
You know, I want my name on a plaque on a, you know, thanks mm-hmm. to the Jill Tracy Foundation,
right.
You know, for this Alzheimer's wing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Those are the things that I think that as we have gotten to this level, we are beyond that part of our community where we were just trying to get it.
Right.
We got it. Now it's like we have got to find, you know, greater things to improve.
And connect the dots now.
Yeah.
It's all about now just connecting the dots because we have all of it in our community.
Yeah.
It's just
plugging them together.
Just like when you all were mentioning earlier, Cuthbert, Broadway, a.k.a.
Yes.
Broadway.
Yes.
Broadway allowed us to utilize his space. It was presented by Ecotech Visions thanks to their funding. We had the Cold Fever Adult Boot Camp. So we went into this neighborhood and we got people who dropped out of high school, people who got out of prison, and we educated them, and now they're full-stack JavaScript developers. So
that makes me feel good. Thank you guys so much for coming. We are going to segue to our next panel. Dexter Bridgman, he's been highlighting all those people whose names need to be on plaques and donating and sending kids to college. He's coming up next, along with one of my dear, dear, dear friends in South Florida, Miss Evelyn O, who presents Ankara, Miami. We'll talk to them coming up in seconds. Just go get something to snack on and come back. This is Hot Talk.
Hot 105, today's R&B and Old School, presents the City of Miami Gardens 11th Annual Jazz in the Gardens at Sun Life Stadium, March 19th and 20th. Performing live this year, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Such a good.
More. Listen to win your free tickets in the 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 2 p.m., 4 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m. hours with the song to win. When it plays, text the keyword HOT105JITG to 28367. For 105 text wins, you're waiting for free. Or you can buy your tickets now everywhere, family. We're Hot 105. Today's R&B and Old School. The official Jazz in the Garden station from day one. For more, Hot105FM.com. Or download our free Hot 105 app now.
Right now, in conflict zones, refugee camps, and remote villages around the world, Doctors Without Borders is delivering emergency medical care. With your support, our medical teams respond quickly when conflicts, deadly outbreaks, or natural disasters strike. Doctors Without Borders is funded by individual donors around the world, so our independence and impartiality allow us access to patients in need in places others often won't go. Doctors Without Borders is dedicated to delivering high-quality medical care in the worst circumstances. Doctors Without Borders is saving a life somewhere right now. Please support us today by visiting doctorswithoutborders.org. You make our work possible.
About 2 or 3 months ago, I started having money problems. Ever since then, I've had a pretty hard time keeping up with the bills. The worst part is I can't make the house payments. So when the phone started to ring and I knew it was the mortgage people calling, I didn't pick it up. I just couldn't. And the notices were coming in the mail, too. Lots of them. Now I may lose my house, and I don't know what to do.
If you're facing foreclosure, doing nothing only puts you deeper in the hole. Now's the time to dig yourself out. Call 1-888-995-HOPE today. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council in this station.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America. Changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
If you're not facing your mortgage issues, this can be the most terrifying sound in the world. It means you've fallen behind. It means hope is dwindling. It means you're another call closer to losing your home to foreclosure. Fortunately, there's hope. If you need real help and guidance, call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council, and this station.
Did you see what Minister Farrakhan said about Donald Trump and his support?
Oh.
Yeah. The Nation of Islam leader, Louis Farrakhan, said in a recent interview that he supports Donald Trump, calling for a barring of all Muslims from entering the United States.
I don't understand that.
It's not politically correct.
Yeah. That would be quite a ticket if they ran together.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Hot 105.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
We do. Welcome back to Hot Talk. 888-550-9105. Give us a call. I want to thank our panelists for coming in. Valencia Gunder and the crew from Black Tech Week just really doing great things in the community. And, you know, I started again with Michael Jackson. They don't care about us. But we do. And I hope you do. And I hope you'll call and speak to our next panelist, who have lots of good things going on. I'm gonna start with Mr. Dexter Bridgman. Hello, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Fantastically well.
We have come a long way, me and Dexter Bridgman.
You sure have.
As I mentioned, I am one of the 25 most influential, as chosen by Legacy Magazine. Thank you very much. And yeah, I'm like Donna Summers. I work hard for the money. Just short of a corner. No. So that's next week's show. But yeah, so I, you know, Dexter, when I was just, you know, and I'm going to tell you why, you know, if somebody changes their mind in this political campaign and you agree with them, then you should go with them. When I was just doing the 411, I was just a critic. There's a difference between being a critic and a host. And as a critic, you know, I had problems with Legacy Magazine. I was like, you know what? He just honored people who work for corporations so they could buy tables and come out to his little thing. You know, I'm just not trying to hear it, right? And I went back and forth with Dexter on this on the regular. And then I was nominated, or, you know, I was chosen. And then I said, wow, okay, look at this. There is, and I told Dexter, I called him, I was like, well, we ran into each other. And I was like, you know what? Okay, I get it now. Because there is something very special when your community says, hey, I see what you're doing. I like what you're doing. Good job. Because there are, unless you are that talented 10th, and it's get the 10th is getting even smaller. It's getting down to about 1%. You know, that is celebrated, and usually celebrated once you have let go of all the vestiges of who you really are and what your culture is about. Unless, of course, you're Beyonce. that is a whole nother, I'm doing a whole show about that. You don't receive those kind of rewards. You know, your corporation or whoever, you're not, the chances of you receiving that are slim. And so I understood why most people, because I told them, I was like, people, you know, I get bios, I love biographies. And people will put, you know, I am so-and-so, I work for so-and-so, and I was chosen one of Legacy Magazines, and it goes on. Because it is important to feel loved and respected by your community. So, you know, I want to, I've apologized a million times, so, you know.
I'm accepted.
Exactly, and I, because it is important. It really, really is important that you are there and you're in that space saying, hey, we see you. Good job.
And thank you very much for saying that. And, you know, to your point, look at the Oscars.
There you go.
Know, I could not find a better example to show that, to demonstrate that, because in our community in South Florida, if we don't do it, who will?
Right.
The other publications are not doing that. They're honoring and recognizing people from the general market or the Hispanic community, and they may have one, maybe two,
right,
that look like us. No more.
That 1%. That, you know.
Exactly.
And then, you know, I also, you know, once we got to know each other and I really paid attention to a lot of the things you were doing and got involved in some of the things that you were doing, I realized that the struggle is real.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Very much so. Very much so from a lot of different areas. But, you know, I do want to come back and say how much this award is about the community selecting you, not Legacy Magazine.
Right.
It's the community. It's the people that recognize the great things that people like yourself, Jill, are doing in the community and say, you know what? I want to nominate Jill Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily Legacy saying that, hey, it's Jill Tracy. We want to recognize her. It's your community. So you're doing some great things. Keep on doing it. And
thank you, and
organizations like us. And that's what we're supposed to do. That's what the purpose of the Black Press is all about.
And, you know, and the other piece about that was challenging for a lot of people, and, you know, I really want, if we have a time to talk about it, the fact that some would say, and even I said it, well, they're just trying to make money. So what's wrong with
that? I was getting ready to say the
same.
What is wrong with that?
You know,
I have no problem telling anybody I'm a capitalist.
Right. After we worked that through, I'm like, what would be wrong with him making money at the same time?
If you can serve your community and make some money.
Right. Once we take that kind of energy off of that, I think we're going to, you know, make some movement on that. George in North Miami. Hey, welcome to Hot Talk. George, yes. Are you still there?
Yes.
Hey, welcome to Hot Talk.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of research in past history,
mm-hmm.
and I ran across a piece about the Black Wall Street in Oklahoma.
Somebody was just talking about that.
Spark something up like that here in Miami.
Well, because we probably have a few more of these conversations to have before.
It's needed, and
yeah.
We have been put further and further back on the back burner, as I see it.
Well, no, definitely. I mean, you know, one would argue then, you know, we do have a black bank, you know,
over on 17th.
Right, but, I mean, but even that one is not flush. You know, it's not that we are... We got to get you headphones. Dexter can't hear. He was saying, you know, why don't we get together and do something similar to the Black Wall Street in Oklahoma? And I was saying that we do have a bank, but and he said that yeah, there was only one. And I'm like, but even at that one is not flourishing, and right. You know, and flush with African Americans taking their money into the bank. You know, it's like, oh, I'm not going. I don't know what's going to happen to my money over there.
If I'm a representative of the general public,
mm-hmm.
I just so happened haphazardly to find out about that black bank about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And haphazardly.
And are you banking with them?
Not as of yet, no. But I plan to.
Okay.
Very shortly.
Well, very good. Well, that's our first step. It's first step in that direction.
There was a book called Success Runs in Our Race.
Yes.
And that book, I read it when I was in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back home.
Mm-hmm.
But I looked at Miami, and it made me want to leave again.
Yeah, well, it's the same all over, George.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, pretty much it is.
You can make money outside of Miami.
You can make money in Miami, though, George. See, that's a thing.
There's much money in Miami, but they're not giving it up and letting it go freely, especially in our neighborhoods.
Well, yeah. But, you know, I don't know how many cities you've transitioned, but...
20.
So you know that every time you go to another one thinking this is going to be the promised land, it turns out that, yeah, no, theirs is a little different. It looks different, you know, but it's the same thing. Otherwise, we wouldn't, our communities throughout, you know, the United States, we wouldn't have just talked about Flint like that and Detroit and, you know, Baltimore and, you know.
Baltimore, I understand they're
mm-hmm.
Because I was there so often.
Yeah, they're going to be next.
But Detroit, when they pulled the major three car companies out, they should have had a backup plan.
Yeah, well, I mean, the country hasn't had a backup plan for all of those manufacturing jobs going overseas, you know, and nobody's taking all those corporations and those banks too big to fail to task for that. But I appreciate your call. I'm sorry?
They put a whole bunch of people in poverty for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, plenty of reason. They got rich. Okay. They got plenty rich.
Millhouse Nixon helped set up OPEC.
Yeah. So there you go.
Everybody get car insurance.
Yeah. Well, George, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate your contribution to the conversation. Thank you. All right, so, and now, Dexter, you have, now Legacy is in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach.
Yes, it's, we have Legacy Miami, which is distributed as an insert into the Miami Herald. We also have Legacy South Florida, which is also an insert into the Sun Sentinel. and that's distributed in Broward and Palm Beach counties.
Okay.
Yes.
And they're all distributed through what the major paper is, but they're not. You have separate deals with everybody.
Yes, and yeah, we
and you own
100% of my company. The Herald and the Sun Sentinel does not own not a 0.001% of my company.
Right.
Yes, we're solely owned by me.
But you have you partner with them to get the job done.
Yes, I mean it's an interesting and it's a very unique partnership in terms of distribution and circulation. And then the Herald and the Sun Sentinel also gets an opportunity to also reach the African American community / Black community, which is very important to them. As we know, the Herald has not had a great relationship with the Black community in South Florida. So with my publication, they're hoping, and it is making a difference, that they'll grow the circulation and also grow the relationship with the Black community. And it's a great opportunity for me to expand my publication as well.
Right.
So it works out.
Yeah.
On both.
Yeah. And so now after every issue, there are a series of events, and so there's a dinner coming up this Saturday at Miramar
Cultural Arts Center,
which is a booming. Listen, it's right here in Miramar. I love their slogan. Miramar is doing it right now. There are a lot of African Americans well placed in Miramar, and they're doing a fantastic job.
And you know, just to give you an idea, Miramar, their entire city council is Black. And they have a Black mayor.
Yeah, okay. Find that someplace else.
Yeah. And the city is doing some fantastic things. Yes, yeah, so, you know, this Saturday we're just going to celebrate and honor you and the other wonderful and fantastic women. And we are having a dinner reception and a concert with Howard Hewitt headlining.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be a wonderful evening.
Oh, that's a great evening. So I will put up the information. If people want to go, is there a website?
Yeah, they can actually go to our Facebook. They can go to our website as well, and they can even call us. Can I give the number?
Yeah, go ahead.
305-528-4277, and we can provide you the information, or you can also email us at er@miagrp.com.
Because that's a good room to be in.
Yes.
You know, yeah. There, if you are, just as we talked about in the last hour with Valencia and with Black Tech Week, everybody from there who will be there, it's good to network with other people who are doing things that you want to do, what you hope to do.
Sure.
You know, and if you've got projects you're trying to move around, you've got a little restaurant and you want to open another one in another municipality,
right.
I guarantee you this is the room to be in. And it's going to be a great opportunity to meet this young lady. Pam Keith is the first African-American woman to run for the United States Senate, Florida seat. Hallelujah. Hey, sis.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Welcome.
I'm wonderful, and it's such a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. You know, and it's so interesting because your name came up like twice in 1 week. You got to talk to this Pam Keith. And then Jessica called me and said, hey, Dexter's going to bring Pam Keith. I don't know if you... I was like, yes. She's on the radar now. So welcome.
Thank you so much.
Wow. So, okay. So now tell me your story.
Well, it's an unusual story. I am the daughter of a U.S. diplomat. So my dad was working overseas when I was born. Mm-hmm. I was born in Turkey. I lived in Morocco and Syria. So I had this really international worldview.
Mm-hmm.
I went to high school and college in California. I went to law school at Boston College on the East Coast. And then I commissioned into the United States Navy as a naval officer. And so I served 4 years in the Navy as a criminal defense counsel.
Wow.
And then I joined a big law firm after that. I had to pay off my law school loans. I know you know how.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. So I had to get that kind of job that was going to actually pay
me
something. And I worked at, you know, two of the biggest law firms in the country, Morgan, Lewis & Bacchus and Jones Day. And these were big corporate firms. And so I learned corporate America. I learned, you know, I was in that crucible of having to prove myself amongst the best and the brightest from, you know, all of the top law schools. And I did that for some time. I got recruited here to Florida by Florida Power and Light Company. I served as counsel for them, senior labor counsel for them. So my expertise was in labor law. And then, you know, at some point I looked up and I was like, okay, I want to make a different kind of impact. I've lived my life in a way that has exposed me to so many of the issues that are currently being discussed in the U.S. Senate. And I didn't see anybody else running for Senate. And I'm asking myself, well, why not?
There you go. I love that. And so you're going to be speaking.
Yes.
And now how did the two of you get together?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. I have a friend that I met in this campaign process, J.W. Gibson, who I met up in, who's from Memphis. Mm-hmm. He connected me to a wonderful woman and a mentor of mine, Robbie Bell.
Yeah.
Here, and Robbie connected
me
to
Robbie.
Yes, everybody knows Robbie.
So Robbie connected me to Dexter, and every single solitary day I'm connecting to new people. People who are excited about what I'm doing, who are encouraging me and helping me advance this process.
Yeah, well, I told Jessica that I'm really looking forward to having you come on and talk. I'm hoping that you're going to be available on the 13th because the primary is going to be, you know, is the 15th, March 15th.
Yes.
It is on in South Florida.
Yes.
And so we want to have a really kind of comprehensive conversation about what you can expect from the primaries, you know, and what to kind of look for. So I'm hoping that you will come.
I'd be honored.
And join us for that as well. And I'm hoping that you will join us at Ankara, Miami. It is one of the premier events in South Florida. Miss Evelyn O and Adoch are here. How are you?
Doing awesome.
Listen, every time you see a flyer, you see those beautiful images of Ankara, Miami, that is Miss Adoch, okay? And she really, listen, and she really sits like that all the time. This woman has the best posture. Like, every time I look at her, I just want to straighten up. Like, see, my voice even sounds different with my back, right? So thank you guys for coming.
Thank you for
having us. So for those who are not familiar with Ankara, Miami, Evelyn, if you could just give them, you know, a one-over of what they can expect coming up this week.
Well, Ankara, Miami itself is a special events company with a focus on the African diaspora and promoting positive and progressive trends and people within that realm. So Ankara, Miami is also the name of our annual fashion production where we invite designers from throughout the country, international designers as well, to come and showcase African fashion on the runway, modern, contemporary African fashion. So Ankara, Miami 2016 is coming up. It's February 18 through 21, and it is the fifth anniversary of the production, but the second year of us doing a full fashion week. So we have 4 days of just an awesome celebration of all things Africa. The fashion will be amazing. We have a lineup of about 17 designers from Togo, from
Wamu Iru.
Yeah, she's absolutely, you know, she's always a favorite. Wamu Iru Couture. From Togo, from Haiti, from Ghana, just throughout. We'll give a listing, an announcement of all the designers tomorrow, but it's an awesome lineup. There's the runway productions. There's the pop-up shop to encourage the sales of those actual products. And just, you know, a great time for people to come out, celebrate culture, and celebrate the beauty of Africa on a grand scale. So,
and it's a really good time for African fashion. You know, it used to be relegated to February.
Yeah.
And, you know, you pulled out your dashiki for, you know, the Black History Month program at work, and you put on your head wrap, and then it went back in the closet. Yeah. But now, you know, it has... I think it was, well, it was LaJoyce Denson who was the first person who told me to embrace color because, as you see, left in my own devices, I would be wearing black on black on black and with a touch of pink on green. I didn't say I'm doing something. And she was like, no, and, you know, I want you to embrace color. And she had Wamu Iru Couture do a skirt for me in an Ankara print. And I thought, this is so loud, I'm going to look like a parade float. And
and you got so many compliments, I'm sure.
Yes, and let me tell you, I mean, I never had that many likes on a picture. Mm-hmm. People stopped me everywhere. I tell you, when I went to New York Fashion Week, every event, and my bestie is, when I tell you, Ralph Lauren, the top of the line, he reps all those models, all those events we went to, everybody stopped. They didn't know me from Adam's House Cake. Mm-hmm. They were like, oh, my God, you're beautiful. Can we take a picture with
There's
you?
There's a regal feeling behind yep. it. You know, they talk about how we were all kings and queens and all of that good stuff. So it's... There's a feeling when you put the outfit on, and obviously you walk into a room and nobody else is in your outfit. You can't walk into Macy's, so that's a plus.
Hello.
So, and I just mentioned Macy's. They're one of our partners for the events as well. They support all of the endeavors for the mm-hmm. Fashion Week. But point is, you know, right. you walk into a retailer and you don't see the representation of what it is that we're creating. So this is an opportunity for us to do that and put it on a, you know, on a larger platform and...
Yeah.
Really put it out there.
And it's
say
something magical.
That it goes beyond. Yes, we're doing it in February because of Black History Month, but this is yeah. it's all year long. You know, I don't stop after February's done, so that's just what it is.
We gotta call Pedro. Pedro in South Miami. Are you there?
Hello, Sister Jill.
Hey, Brother Albert.
Peace, my sister. You know, I don't know where to begin at tonight. But I'm gonna start with you. You said you was You was elected the 25th.
I'm one of the 25 most influential women in business and industry.
That means more work on me. This time we're going to hold one another so long when I see you. Get your cold. You know, your program is so informative because what it's proving now is that what the minister said, he constantly reminds us that everyone has a gift and talent.
Mm-hmm.
And the talent and the gifts now is being discovered within, and they are following their calling.
Amen.
If you follow the call that God has put in you, you're going to make a difference. You're going to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brother Albert.
Very grateful to hear all these wonderful brothers and sisters expressing their talents and their gifts that's within them, because once it's put in you, nobody can take it out.
Amen.
You can mature it and grow it and make success with it and get in line. Boy, and that's the good part about it, getting in line with the black ant.
For that red ant.
Don't want to integrate with us.
Right. We're not trying to worry about them red ants no more, Brother Albert.
No, I'm just let them know the stay along. No, we're going to, look here, we talked. That's nature. We can't get away from that. But
right.
when you're in a position of authority to treat everybody fairly and justly and righteously, and that way we have been treated.
Yeah.
Now these gifts and talents coming out now, I just hope that they had a program set up, they say, no way out. In other words, everything we wanted to do, we got to go to them for approval.
Right.
And they can say yes or no. And like that brother was on the phone and said that they get what you got to do and put and take it. And put it out there like it's them.
Mm-hmm.
That's history, because that's all they've done since we've been over here.
Yeah. Derek Pearson.
That brother talked about the way he's being treated, the homeless brother.
Right. Yeah.
Brother, keep it up. Those are leaders, because he knows what's going on. He's experienced it. He's been behind the closed doors. He's seen what is real and what is unreal.
Right.
And that sister just got off to want to run for the office.
Yes, Pam Keith.
Experiencing with her nature, mm-hmm. of wanting to be fair and just and right,
mm-hmm.
and get up there and show the people what to do. That's a blessing.
Yes.
Because everybody, most in office now, they've been unjust, unrighteous, and that's why the country's in the way
it is.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And yes. So, brothers and sisters, y'all keep that talent up. And may Allah bless y'all, stay strong, and overcome the little barriers and obstacles. And, oh, we have a very serious lesson in the nation about jealousy and envy and hate and what it lead to.
Mm.
Please assist and help those brothers and sisters who discovered their gifts and talent that God within, put within them, and help them. Please don't be jealous and envious and because you want to do what they're doing.
Right.
Please don't do that.
Amen.
Let them, support them, assist them, help them. Them brothers got them programs set up. And sisters, y'all go out and support them, even if you have to go out there and buy a soda, some cookies or something.
Right.
And support them.
Right. Just do something.
Buy something.
Our unity is very, very, very important.
No, it's very true.
Don't want this. And let me say this much, Em. All people that got a Bible, here's why we are failing. Hosea 4:8 It tells you that our enemies, or the devil, eats on our sin, and the heart is set on our iniquity. In other words, the more they can keep us down on the cross, in the belly of the well, out of the Garden of Eden, keep us suffering, they love it.
Okay.
When we sad, and they sad when we happy.
Well, thank you, Brother Albert, as always. Love you for calling. Thank you so much. And it's so true. You know, you are mounting, you know, a mighty, mighty mission to be a member of the Senate and politics. I'm sure we'll talk, but in terms of what we're watching on the national stage, I think that it is. This is. I've never even watched the Republican debates before, but there's something about just the unabashed disrespect.
Right. I mean, what we're seeing
that I think people need to be paying attention to. Yeah.
You make an excellent point, Jill, but, you know, it's a reaction. It's a reaction because there's an inevitability to cultural change that's happening in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, it was magnified in the presidency of Barack Obama, but it is not only in the presidency of Barack Obama. The generations that are coming up think of race differently. They think of gender differently. They think of traditional roles differently. And this change is happening at lightning speed, and some people just cannot keep up.
They're afraid, and that fear will.
And they feel like they're losing something. They're like, you know, I mean, for generations,
right.
It was the white man at the top of the heap, and they, over time, would allow other people to have a little bit,
right?
But never more than that.
Never more than that. Right.
And what they're seeing now is that they've let so many people have so much that they're starting to feel like, well, wait a minute, what about mine?
Or I think, too, that so many that we've come in and we have added so much to the fabric that, you know, their ice is not colder.
Right.
There just has different flavors to it.
Right.
And I think that at the same time, you know, sort of the rise in this embracing of our culture that we see with Ankara and how it grows each and every year, from, you know, embracing our natural hair to the way that we live to embracing our culture, then starting to embrace, you know, cultures from the motherland that we, you know, I think there was a large period of time where, you know, black people, especially African Americans, didn't want to be considered African, you know, but now more and more, you know, we're embracing who we, you know, really are, and really excited about all the different levels. Did I have another caller? I'm sorry. Hey, welcome to Hot Talk. Wow, we are at the top of the hour.
Yes, hello?
Yes, hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hi, this is Patty. Is this Miss or Mrs. Tracy?
This is Mrs. Tracy.
Mrs. Tracy, hello. My name is Pedro. I used to listen to Hot Talk with Jimmy Brown. Do you know anything about Jimmy Brown?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. He was host of this show for 25 years and has... And I humbly stepped into his shoes.
Amen. Listen, I heard Brother Albert. Hello, Brother Albert. No, I'm just calling. Tonight I put it on, and I'm just so happy that, you know, you're in the show, and you're doing a great job, and I just want to say that the way for African Americans and minorities to rise up, you know, and prosper in every area is to have one another, love one another, and no matter what, seek God, and no matter what anybody's mistakes are, just keep loving one another, helping one another, and start the children with school and God in elementary school at the bottom. And when you help one another, and the one on top helps the one on the bottom, you know, pulls him up or her, that's going to make a big difference. And to prosper most people, you have to help, you know, not get one guy or one lady and make it a superstar and then the others left behind. You know, you got to help as many people as you can. I'm going to keep listening to your show, And, you know, congratulations for your show. And, hey, more power to you. God bless you. And, hey.
Right back at you, Pedro. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Love, Pedro. So, Adoch, how are you, the muse of Ankara?
I am so blessed and excited for our fifth-year anniversary. I mean, we've come a long way. And
yeah.
It's this year, this, I mean, she says it's a week, but it's a month that we're celebrating. But it feels like the month because right. we're always doing something. But I'm just so glad that we're uniting, not only within the continent of Africa, but with the Caribbeans, with the Americans. Like, we're finally uniting as one and appreciating each other's culture. And that's what Ankara Miami is all about. It's uniting the different places. So mm-hmm. I always look forward to this year, this time of year. It's like Christmas for me.
Right?
It's, you get to see a lot of people that you haven't seen in a long time. And, you know, just... I was born in Uganda, and Evelyn's from from Nigeria, so it's the East and the West, and
oh,
I get to
awesome.
Learn
yeah.
about her cultures. Other people learn about my culture, and it's different. Like, people don't realize that the continent is huge.
Right.
Right. Africa is not a country.
Right. So it's all about the education, educating in every aspect. And we were talking about this earlier. It's like educating our youth about where we're from and who we are, and to be proud of who we are.
Of that heritage.
And of our heritage in order to succeed in life. Mm-hmm. And to come together to succeed.
You got
to
use that one, Evelyn. Africa, it's not a country, it's a continent.
Yes.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was so simple what you just said, but it's true. People will say the country of Africa. I even
and
think
not, I mean, people
heard
like
it on TV,
people
right.
like politicians,
right.
like people who
should know better.
Should know better.
Yeah.
And the diaspora.
It's like, I've seen these maps where they take every other, maybe not every other country. I sound like Raven Simone. But they take, you know, the United States and China and wherever else, and they kind of lay it on top of Africa just to give you a perspective of how large the continent is and to, you know, let you have some sort of visual for why you should take your mind out of that space. No, it is not a country. I'm right. from the country of Nigeria.
Absolutely.
On the continent.
On to the
Africa,
continent
so.
Of Africa. Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, it's one step at a time.
Yeah.
We're not really taught anything about it in school, so
nope.
what
right.
do you expect?
How know? Else would you know?
Mm-hmm.
You would listen to Hot Talk.
That's
thank
right.
you.
Absolutely.
Each and every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m.
And you would attend Ankara Miami every single February.
Yes, yeah. So now, how
let's
do you
get that in?
Right, and right. And so, when, give us the address.
Okay, so here's the thing. Because it's a fashion week, it's multiple locations. But if you visit AnkaraFashionWeekMiami.com, there's a full schedule,
great.
Including the event this coming Saturday at Macy's Aventura Mall. We'll be doing a showcase, like a preview showcase,
awesome.
Before the actual events take place from the 18th through the 21st. So social media, Ankara Miami, hashtag Ankara Miami 2016. And again, the website is AnkaraFashionWeekMiami.com.
Awesome. And Dexter Bridgman, Legacy Magazine. The event will be Saturday at the Miramar Cultural Arts Center. You can go to?
You can go to www.legacymagazine.com.
Awesome. And you will see Miss Pam Keith there. You'll be able to stop and shake her hand and say, hey, how can I support you?
You can find me at PamKeith.com. PamKeith.com is my website. I'm also on Facebook at Pam Keith for U.S. Senate. And I am on Twitter at PamKeith2016. And my last name is spelled like the boy's first name, K-E-I-T-H.
Okay, we got to get all her social media the same thing. Pam Keith for Senate. On every platform. And I am Jill Tracy right here on Hot 105. Thank you for listening, and we'll be right back here on Sunday night. Gotta go. Love you. Mean it. Bye bye.
This is the last take for the night. Understand, that's kind of late.
And I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him. That's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love them all. Let me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed, yeah, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed, yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed, yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed, yeah, yeah. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left, yeah. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, 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 blessed. Yeah, yeah, yes. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this
I talk to Jill Tracy. Always live, always local, always entertaining and educating South Florida.
Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
The views and opinions expressed on Hot Talk, guests and callers are not necessarily those of WHQT, Hot 105, or Cox Media Group. Our studios and offices are located at 2741 North 29th Avenue in Hollywood, Florida. Join us next week for more of Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 877-256-3483 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-256-3483 to take your call right now. Call 877-256-3483. That's 877-256-3483. Again, 877-256-3483.
How you doing? I'm Wendy Williams, and you're listening to WHQT Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
Cox Media Group Station.
Are we Frazier, Florida licensed public adjuster? License number P174093.
Guys, listen carefully. Has your wife, girlfriend, mom, or significant other been nagging you about those repairs around the house? Are the repairs and the nagging making you miserable and not looking forward to your day off? Look, what are you paying homeowners insurance for? Most guys don't realize that homeowners insurance doesn't just cover hurricane and fires. It may also cover other repairs and your insurance premiums won't go up. It could be anything from leak damage, cracked tiles, literally anything she keeps nagging you about. I'm serious. Do what I did. Call Frazier for your free inspection at 305-252-1868. It only takes 15 minutes, and at the end of the day, you'll make her really happy. 305-252-1868. I got the repairs done. I didn't have to pay anything additional for it, and I didn't have to do it myself.
Thank you, honey.
Call Frazier now for your free inspection. 305-252-1868. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.